today's edition of Sci-Fi Talk, we have Sarah Jane Redmond. She's appearing in the film recently, The Entrance, and Case 39 with Renee Zellweger and actor Ian McShane. She's known as playing Aunt Nell on the television series Smallville. She's also appeared on television series like Kyle XY, The X-Files, Millennium, and also Harsh Realm. Here's my conversation with Sarah Jane Redmond here on Sci-Fi Talk.
Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate you doing this. I think the thing that I really want to start off with is a project that sounds pretty exciting and kind of up my alley, is a film that you did that I understand is going to the Brussels Film Festival, The Entrance.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. How much do you know about it?
Well, I do know that it's a detective, which you play, and she's a good officer, and then she runs across some things that might lean a little bit on the occult side. And hence the tale, as Sherlock Holmes would say.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sci-fi thriller. It's funny, it was a script that was only 60 pages long, which is really unusual for a feature film script. But the director really wanted us to improvise and sort of find our way through the scenes and create that dramatic tension.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a fantastic project to work on. There's a great, great, great fight scene in there. We both myself and Michael Eklund, the gentleman who plays opposite me, we went to fight school.
Oh, cool!
A couple of weeks before we shot that.
Now, did you get a chance to work with Colin Cunningham in the film?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you work?
Oh, yes, I know Colin. I've actually interviewed him in the past at a convention a few years back. So, yeah, He's great. He's a terrific actor.
He is. He's fantastic. He also worked with me on Da Vinci's Inquest.
Yes, yes. I actually spoke to a few people that have worked on that show in the past.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we don't get that here in the States, but it's certainly something that I'm aware of.
You do, actually.
We do now? Oh, wow.
You do, yeah. You've had it for the past couple of years.
Oh, really? Maybe hopefully it'll be on DVD, too, so we can watch a whole bunch of them in a row. That's the way I like to watch them these days.
Yeah,
But that's awesome.
They just released them in January on DVD.
Oh, okay. Well, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
In this particular film, you play a police detective. Can you kind of give us a thumbnail sketch as to the kind of person that she is?
I think she's the kind of cop that's very tied up in what's happened to her in her past.
Mm-hmm.
She's become a cop to sort of unconsciously, subconsciously, find some sort of redemption for some sort of dark demons that she's had in the past. Thus, she gets taken on this night of sort of wild adventure, and mm-hmm. she's given a choice of which direction to go, whether to find a way through that or to be, I guess, to be controlled by the past.
Mm-hmm.
She's an extremely she's new at her job. That was really interesting because when you play a cop, you want to look like you know what you're doing.
Right.
But then you also have to take into consideration, well, this is also, you know, somebody who's sort of new on the job, and so there's kind of a fine line between that. But my brother is a private detective, so
oh, there you go.
He really helped me out with a lot of this stuff.
She had kind of like a built-in technical advisor.
I did.
Now, will you be going to the Brussels Film Festival at all to promote the movie, or how's that going to work for you?
But, you know, I'm just waiting to hear from Damon, the director, on if we're heading down for that. I'd love to go.
Yeah.
That was kind of what we set out, just have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made the film so great, was mm-hmm. we just set out to, you know, not the end result. If we had a great film, fantastic, but we were doing it because we love to do it. And that's what made it so great. And so now we're thinking, well, okay, next step, it'd be fantastic to go to a film festival with it. But we'll see.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to hear from Damon on that.
And there's another movie that you worked on called Case 39. And you actually play Mrs. Barron. And talk about some nice people in that. Renee Zellweger and Ian McShane, an actor who I've admired for years and years. And that Renee plays a social worker. And that also, she gets a case that's also more than she bargained for in that.
Okay.
And how do you kind of fit into the whole plot?
Well, I was hoping to fit in in another way that I did. There's a part of a mother who has a child who turns out to be the devil.
Right.
And I was sort of up to play that role of the mother, which is just a fantastic role.
Mm.
And what happens a lot in Canada is they cast a lot of the leads down in the States.
Right.
So that's what happened with that.
Okay.
But they offered me a smaller role, which was great because as soon as I heard it was with Ian McShane, that's what made it, you know, really appealing to me. Biggest thing that I got out of that was how sweet Renee Zellweger was.
Mm.
You can't fake that. And she was so genuine and sincere and generous. Yeah, it's not that I have a stereotype of people that are in that position at all.
Right.
But it was so overwhelming. She was just lovely.
That's great. And Ian McShane, you know, he seems like a pretty intense actor.
Yeah, he was very subdued, very nice. I think he's pretty private in terms of his work, do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just watch his work, and it's incredible. So
oh, yeah.
I didn't get, you know, I would, I mean, I just sort of brushed the surface, really, with them. I mean, not even that. So mm-hmm. I'd really love to get down and dirty with
There you go. It seems like... Like, you know, like a lot of actors who have been in Canada, you know, since you are Canadian, but essentially you kind of worked your way through the X-Files and a lot of Chris Carter shows, starting with the X-Files and Harsh Realm, of course, and then Millennium, of course. And boy, I mean, talk about the role, you know, your role as Lucy Butler on the Millennium. That was just an amazing part.
It was fantastic.
And, and then you went through the makeup part of it too, which is quite a chore too. And then you actually again worked with Lance in a movie, but it was a movie that called The Invitation that
yes.
Lance was in.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm sitting with another actress who was in The Invitation.
Oh, it's funny.
Right now, yeah.
That's really funny.
Lance Henriksen, when I first got into film work after I went to theater school, I was going to quit because it just I wasn't getting the juice, the vibe, the energy, the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe you can't get it in, mm-hmm. in television. I'm talking about when
right.
you know you first start out, you do small little parts, and then I met Lance Henriksen, and he just ignited that, and he was just so full of life and passion, and so generous as an actor, and he really sort of inspired me to see what it could be like.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what are your memories of playing Lucy Butler on Millennium? And what was that? You know, she had an interesting arc, to say the least.
Dark and wonderful.
And the makeup process, how was that for you?
It's so much fun. So much fun. It's just, you're doing what you love to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing what you love to do. You're working with people, for the most part, who are loving what they do. It's absolutely fantastic. The makeup was, you know, it's like being a kid in a sandbox. You're just playing.
Yeah.
But especially when you put on that kind of prosthetics with
yeah.
people that are that talented and they spend that much time with you on it. And you actually, you put that on and it's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Because you really get to explore that part of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the freedom, you have the permission to do that. So it's quite cathartic.
That's cool. You know, of course, people also know you as Aunt Nell from Smallville. And
uh-huh.
Actually, I thought she kind of got a little bit of a raw deal on the show.
I know.
And I'll tell you why. I thought they kind of portrayed her kind of in a bad way towards the end,
yeah.
that she was pulling, you know, Lana away from Smallville. But it turns out to me, you know, I could see that she was also finding her own happiness and she was entitled to that. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, the way they put it was they needed to sort of shake up Lana's world
mm-hmm.
a little bit. The thing is, you never know in this business. I mean, it could be they just had to take a different story direction.
Right.
It could be they didn't like your work and they wanted to write you off the show. I mean, who knows what the reason is? The great thing was I was part of a you know, sort of a legend, Superman.
Absolutely.
That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. I got to go back this season on it.
Oh, great. Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah.
awesome. That's a funny thing. It's like, you know, you're like one degree next to Superman. You know, Lana Lang, his childhood sweetheart from Smallville. I mean, how much closer can you be, you know, to the Man of Steel other than that? So that's pretty cool.
I have a Man of Steel in my life.
Oh, there you go. There you go. One other thing is, you know, you'll be appearing in Timeless Destinations this coming summer, and that's a great convention. But have you done conventions before this one, or?
I've done one.
Okay.
Not Timeless Destinations. I've done one, and it was the weirdest, wildest experience, but I think it was unusual for a convention.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Smallville convention in Coventry, England.
Oh, and, right. Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah, but it was put on by this very, very young guy who just had a lot of money and liked Smallville and managed to get four of us together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very strange. But Margot Kidder was there.
Yes, that's right.
She was a blast.
Yeah.
She was a blast. I had a night I'll never forget with her. She took me to the theater in London, and I went to see an amazing show, and she was just full of stories.
Oh, I bet.
And just taking the subway into London with her. It was fantastic.
That's awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I think you'll like Timeless because it's a very intimate convention. I don't know if you did it in the Smallville convention in the UK, but, you know, here you'll have the chance to do panels and things like that. And I think you'll really enjoy the questions. People really watch a lot of the stuff that you're in, and you'll be, you know, that'll be surprising if it wasn't that way in England. That's cool.
Fantastic.
And it's funny because some of the guests that are going to Timeless, you've actually worked with. You've worked with Dan Payne on Alice, I think. So he's going to be there.
And he's a really, really sweet, lovely guy.
Yeah. He's very, very much a fan favorite there. And also, you've been on The Collector. So I don't know. Did you work when Ellen was on the show, when she was doing it?
I didn't work with her,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely know her.
Okay. Yeah, you actually were also in A Wrinkle in Time with her, even though not at the same time because she was in that hairy costume.
Yeah.
But she did a great job there, too.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah. Actually, I want to talk about your website because you mentioned Smallville and the Smallville Convention. There's a great shot of you and Margot there, and also some other shots of you just, you know, throughout your career, including some great makeup shots for Lucy Butler.
Yeah.
You know, so people can, you know, visit that and check out what's going on in your career. And your news is great because it updates you on everything. And there's stuff from the, you know, also from the entrance there as well. So people could see that. So there's a lot of good things that people have on your site that they can visit.
There's tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. The guy who runs my website,
mm-hmm.
he's just putting together some sort of signed autographs
mm-hmm.
from Millennium and sells them on the site. And we raise money for charities and it's great. He actually does it for free. He's a fan of Millennium.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Another actor who's going to be at Timeless you worked with in the same episode of The Outer Limits, Nick Lee, is going to be there, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and he also has an X-Files connection, of course.
That's great. And we work on Kyle XY together, too.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That's right. There's some great shots of you on your site, and there's a part where there's a shot of you in Falcon Beach, and you thank your trainer on there too on the caption. From as one who has seen the picture, I thank your trainer also. She did a good job, so it was fun to watch.
Oh, I thank you big time. Yeah.
But that's great. So yeah, you've had an interesting career, and it's so far actually in Da Vinci's Inquest, you also went on to Da Vinci's City Hall as well, playing the same character, Sheila Kurtz. What's it like to kind of play a character, the same character, but in two different shows?
Well, I mean, you're playing the same, basically, you just carry it over.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, this sort of had the same feel to it, so there really wasn't that much difference
mm-hmm.
to it. But, you know, it's funny, you they become like family to you because we worked on that show for eight years together.
Yeah.
But you always, I mean, I always go back and look at things and I think, you know, there's so much more than that I could have done with it. That was definitely the style of the show. They really, really, they really loved the sort of letting the audience think for themselves.
Yeah.
And not having to explain everything, not having to spell everything out. And it was much more about the story mm-hmm. than, you know, the drama of the personal characters.
What are your memories of working on Kyle XY? That's certainly a very fascinating show and an interesting concept too.
Yeah, you know, the young kid, he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've got a great person leading their show.
Mm-hmm.
The producers are all really excited about it, and I hope it goes well. You get to a point where you've worked for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you hope for the best for a show.
Sure.
And you just take it day by day.
Yeah, exactly. Would you be up to be doing a series? Being a regular in a series again?
That's what I'm going down to California for.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah.
I was like, is it like, is this like, we're still in pilot season, or is that?
No, you know, it's just the way that it works in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I have a green card, and basically you really have to be in the States still to get the leads.
Sure.
They cast all the leads down there, and then they come up here and cast the principals, and so that's what I'm going for.
But can you say what kind of show it is, or you don't want to jinx anything?
Oh no, I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is like something like sci-fi or in the horror vein something that you're interested in doing again, or?
It, you know what? It seems to be what follows me. So, you know, I would definitely. I just want to have fun, work with people who are loving what they're doing, work on something that has great writing and that inspires people when they watch it and
mm-hmm.
sends out good positive vibes, and that's interesting and challenging and intellectual, and that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've worked on a movie that actually had a couple of, you know, Golden Globe winners in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. You know, you played Amber Tamlin's mom, and actually she's, you know, went on to do her show, and then America Ferrera was in the show too, and now
right,
doing Great
yeah.
with Ugly Betty.
That's right.
What was it like in that experience working with those actors on that project?
Amber was, you know, you could tell she really cared about her craft. She really
mm-hmm.
cared about what she was doing, and she was the one that I worked with most.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's always so interesting. Big budget features are so different to work on than independents, obviously, and just such a different energy. And she was great to work with. She was obviously took it very seriously.
Oh, cool.
That's what I love about the business. You work with such different people.
Any stories about working as in Smallville with Kristen at all?
No, but I have one about Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh, okay, great.
I don't really have a story about him. I just, you know, he's a very charismatic, charming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's very, very charismatic, and he always makes it fun to work around him.
You know, it's really funny, and I'll share this with the listeners briefly, but he does a lot of cartoon voices. He's the voice of the Flash on the Justice League.
Right.
And they needed a villain in this one episode, so he does essentially an impression of Kevin Spacey doing the villain, and of course Superman Returns comes along, and who plays Lex Luthor? Kevin Spacey. So
it's
really a strange twist of fate, but he did an amazing right-on impersonation of him. You're watching the animated series, and I'm saying, that's Kevin Spacey. I said,
yeah.
It can't be Kevin Spacey. And it was actually Michael Rosenbaum doing the voice. Because apparently he does do a lot of different voices very well. So.
Oh, he's extremely talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really want to thank you for taking the time, and certainly wish you the best, and look forward to actually meeting you at Timeless. And I think you'll have a great time there. And, you know, a lot of your fans will be able to, you know, to meet you there. And it's also nice to have it up in beautiful Vancouver, which is just a gorgeous place. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun for you. And I'm looking forward to that. And I think that'll be a really nice thing.
Great.
So thanks for taking the time out.
Absolutely.
Besides thanking Sarah Jane, I'd like to thank Bill Wanstrom of Wanstrom & Associates. Look for Sarah Jane Redmond at Timeless Destinations. Check out timelessdestinations.com for more information on Sarah and other Timeless guests. Plus, check out her official site, sarahjaneredmond.com. Some fascinating items there, as we discussed during the course of the interview. Until next time on Sci-Fi Talk, this is Tony Tolato. Thanks for listening.
you doing? This is Sarah Jane Redmond. I'm starring in a movie called The Entrance that will be out this year. I've also appeared in tons and tons of sci-fi shows, Millennium, X-Files, Harsh Realm, Kyle XY, and you are listening to Sci-Fi Talk.